Well, welcome to part two of the Fight to Flourish series. Black and white and color all over. Black and white movies. I don't know how you feel when you hear about those, but maybe some of us love them. Maybe it brings some of us nostalgia to the first time we ever saw a movie, or it makes us feel happy to watch an old innocent romantic movie. Watching a black and white film actually feels foggy, and it feels kind of unrelatable, and it doesn't feel real sometimes. And I honestly feel like my life can tend to feel like these old black and white films. Black and white, no depth, no multi-dimensions, and maybe sometimes a little drab and colorless. This week, we're going to look at what our lives truly consist of and how we can not only embrace the difficulty, but that we can actually shine in it, living the flourishing lives that we were meant to live. I personally have found that the hard parts and the good parts of life don't happen separately. They usually happen simultaneously. We can experience the mountaintop highs and the valley lows at the exact same time. And in a way, they blend together. And it doesn't seem possible. And honestly, sometimes it doesn't even seem natural. But the sooner we can recognize and embrace the fact that there is beauty in the blend, the sooner we can live through it confidently and with purpose. And I realize that this presents such a tension in this life that we're living. We live this out. We have courage and we feel fear at the same time. We feel useless, and yet we see God use us. We lose in one area of our lives, and then we win in another area. We celebrate the birth of someone, and we grieve the death of someone. We have heartache in one relationship, and we simultaneously have strength and joy in another. We can mourn and celebrate. But that's what we experience in life, don't we? Experience the heartache, but then in the next moment, we're experiencing something happy and wonderful. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." And there's a long list, so I'm only going to read some of them. But it says, "There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing." And it goes on and on and on. A time to love and a time to hate. "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity into the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end." And this is beautiful. This is showing us that there is a season for everything. And yes, there are seasons. There are things we go through and then we don't. But what about when these different things collide? What about when we experience birth and death at the same time? What about when we experience mourning and dancing at the same time? And how do we live in this tension? How do we live with this pulling between the hard and the good? Well, first of all, I want to say that we grow in the dark. That's one way to deal with this tension. We grow in the dark. And like we talked about last week, the seed initially makes its great debut in the dark. The first signs of growth aren't seen by anyone unless we have this camera built into the side. And I have a little video of showing that of the seed starting. and sprouting, and it's so creepy because it looks like a worm trying to find its way through the dirt. But this is what you normally can't see under the ground. This is all stuff that's happening before the plant shoots out. And now we could see it coming out. But I love how it shows both. But it's the roots going down deep that we can't see. And the thing is that it's actually possible and necessary to grow in the dark. But part of this growth is actually perspective and how we look at the dark and how we view the trials and the difficulties that we face. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, "My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things." And this was written by James, the brother of Jesus. And he's writing to these Christians who were scattered abroad, who are being persecuted for their faith in Christ. And he's telling them that the difficulties they're facing is actually an opportunity for joy. In another translation, it says, "Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds." And he's saying here, the trial and the joy can coexist, and not only coexist, but actually go hand in hand, because he says, you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And I don't know what trial or what difficulty or what challenges you're facing right now. I know that it might feel dark right where you are, and that weight you might feel on your chest, but also know that God is working in you. He's working deeper than you can see, just like we saw those roots going down deep in the dirt. He's working in the soil of your life. He's working in the soil of your soul more than what you can see and more than what you can understand. An example in the Bible who was literally in a dark place is the story of Daniel. And this story is found in the book of Daniel in the Bible. And there's a part of his story where he's thrown into the lion's den. And the story's real, the story of things that happened to real people in the Bible. And he was thrown into this den for one night because he was praying to God and not to the king. And it's interesting because in our kids' Bibles, we get the illustrated picture or painting of what it might have looked like in the den. And usually we see the lion snuggling up with Daniel, and he's kneeling and praying, and we see the angel who's kind of like the nightlight in the den. And it's so calm and peaceful, and maybe it was. I'm not saying it wasn't, but in my mind, I picture it being pitch black, and it was night. And I don't know if there was one of those, you know, flaps that come over the top of the den, and then he's just in there, and it's pitch black, and there's no lamps, and no night lights, and no bed, but just lions surrounding him in the dark. And I would consider this, like James says, difficulties from all sides. He was surrounded by difficulties. And as you read the story, it's so funny because it describes Daniel. And I would picture him freaking out. And I can't believe this. No, don't put me in the lion's den. But the whole time, you just kind of get this vibe about him that he was just kind of chill and calm. But he was still in the dark. And he was still with lions that would normally eat people. And it was God who closed the lions' mouths. But it's interesting because it says that when he was lifted out of the den, it says that no wound was found on him because he trusted in his God. He wasn't wounded. God had protected him in the middle of the darkness. Daniel had to grow in the dark experience. Daniel trusted God in the dark. And I believe that you can grow in the dark right here in this dark that you might be in right now, or that you will be in the future. I believe that you can grow. And whatever that is, in that place of heartache and confusion, I want to encourage you to see this trial, to see this challenge as an opportunity to trust God like never before. And maybe even ask God to help you see all of this with a fresh perspective. I recently heard of these two guys, Arthur Blank and Bernie Marcus. And they were both fired from their jobs at a regional hardware store. And that's dark. That's hard. That feeling of having those bills stack up but not having any way to pay for them. You're losing all sustenance and ability for a living. No way to pay the bills. No way to keep going forward. This is a dark place. This is a hard place. And this hard thing actually led them to co-founding Home Depot in 1978. And now they're billionaires, and one of them even owned the Atlanta Falcons. And they're experiencing success and blessing. But they also experienced the darkest day. And it was actually an opportunity for what was around the corner that they couldn't see. And probably in that moment, they didn't see that as a gift. They didn't see that as an opportunity. They saw that as, this is the end. But it was the opportunity for the next thing. It was the opportunity for the better thing around the corner. And we're going to face trouble. And it's possible, as we face it, to embrace it while we're in it. It's possible to do that. It's possible to hold on tight to God and to not let go when we're in the midst of the dark, when we're in the midst of the heartache and the grief and the struggle. And as we grow in the dark, we also don't have to be surprised by pain. I love how Peter, 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised by the terrible things happening to you. The trouble you are having has come to test you. So don't feel as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be joyful that you're taking part in Christ's sufferings. Then you will have even more joy when Christ returns in glory." Even more joy. I love that. We cannot avoid the bad things that happen in life. We can't avoid those things. But we can ask God to open our eyes to see how the good and the bad can actually blend together. And we can even ask Him to help us see that we need these hard things in order to flourish. They're a part of the process. They're a part of the journey. And as we live in this tension of hard and good, we can also walk in the light. We're meant to walk in the light. Now, light makes all the difference in the world. When you walk into a museum, a good museum, the lighting has been thought over and designed, and it's very intentional. As you go in, you can see art on the walls and sculptures and all the beauty, the light shining on them, the light shining behind them, the light shining on the ceiling upward to expose the beautiful ceiling to create the ambiance and the vibes in this space. The lighting's very important. Same as in a home. So often the lighting has been very intentionally thought out and created and designed. I imagine the lights that are, you know, under cabinets in the kitchen, or the lights that show, you can't even see the lights, but it just shows light on the ceiling. It's just so creative, but it's so beautiful. We're meant to experience light and to experience it in a beautiful way. But light, we're meant to walk in the light. We're meant to walk with Christ. In Genesis, it says that God created light out of darkness. He specializes in that, and he calls us into his light. And you might be saying, hey, you know, that's easy for you. But how do I walk in the light? How do I walk in the light in the middle of my pain? How do I walk in the light in the middle of my struggle that I'm in right now? And I brought some of this pain on myself, and I'm full of guilt, and I'm full of shame, and I can't face anyone, let alone God. Well, I want to tell you right where you are that Daniel found strength and grace when he turned to God in the darkness. And so I say to you, pray to God in your darkness, in your shame, in your guilt. Pray to God. Run to him, not away from him. Run to the one who will help you. Run to the one who loves you. Run to the one who will comfort you and who will change you from the inside out. And that light will be inside you from the inside out. And you don't have to pull yourself together in order to run to him. You don't have to be a certain way or act a certain way. And another way to walk in the light is to let his word light your path. I love this verse so much. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. In the Message translation, it says, by your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. God's word lights your path. Now, I don't even know if you've experienced this, but in public restrooms sometimes, they don't have the on-off switch that you can walk in and turn it on or turn it off. But it's the censored ones. And you walk in and it's dark and you kind of just keep walking. And, you know, you're hoping like, okay, I hope this bathroom light turns on. And it's awkward. But you take the step and the light turns on. And I believe that that's the same with God. As we draw near to him, the Bible says he will draw near to us. We have to take a step of faith. We have to take that step of running to him. We have to take that step of calling on the name of Jesus and running to the one who will save us. In the Bible, in John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, I am the light. I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. That's our God. Yes, we'll have times of darkness, and in the darkness we can shine brightly. But God's called us to walk in the light because he's provided that light in us. And he's provided that light for us to walk in. And as we grow in the dark, as we walk in the light, as we get the trials, as we let the trials do the deep work in our soul, we can shine in the dark. And that's our third point. Shine where you are. Often shining bright means letting God use our pain and our heartache. And if you've ever lit a glow stick, and I'm sure we all have it at some point, but you take that glow stick and you have to crack it in order to induce the chemical reaction in the tube that makes it light up. And if you want God to use you, know that it will likely involve pain. And I know that this statement is hard. And there's tension to it. It's not easy to hear. And you might even be saying, but that's easy for you to say. But you're not dealing with what I'm dealing with right now. I feel like I'm losing it. I feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like it's really hard to gain any traction just to keep walking forward, to take the next step, to take the next breath. I feel like this is so hard. This is so dark where I am that the possibility of shining in this seems so far, and it actually seems impossible. What I signed up for isn't happening. My experience isn't matching up what I was expecting. This isn't what I thought my life would look like. I feel like bills are stacking up and I can't pay, and I feel like I'm not going to make it through this situation with my spouse. And I want to tell you right here in this moment, in how you feel, what you're going through, that you're not alone. Your pain is real, what you're going through, and God is with you. And so I speak that over you, that whatever you're going through right now, that God is with you. You can trust Him even though you can't see what's going on under the surface. But know that as you trust Him, as you call out to Him, that He's doing a work deep in your soul. And there are roots going down deep. Even when you don't feel like things are happening, you can trust Him. I want to go back to that passage in James chapter 1, 2 through 4, in a Message translation. It says, "Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work for you to become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way." In another translation, the true colors talks about this steadfastness. And I believe that as we just stay steady, focusing on God, trusting Him, looking to Him, letting His word light your path, that He's going to bring these vibrant things within us to come to the surface in the middle of our heartache and in the middle of our pain. I think of trees. The colors that you see in the fall are actually the true colors of these trees. The bright reds and oranges and yellows and the true colors from these trees. But it's the heat that produces this, and the dark. The heat of the trial is meant to bring out the colors, the true colors, the beauty, the flourishing life that you were meant to live. But in the midst of it, not afterwards, but in the midst, and I believe that over you, that you can shine your true colors in the midst of your heartache and your trouble right now. The glow stick wasn't made to look all muted. It was actually made to glow. It was made to be broken. It was made to glow in the dark. And to end where we began, it's so interesting because those black and white motion pictures, which were actually first made in the late 1880s, they were capturing people who lived in real life. They lived with real color. The color was there, but it wasn't getting captured. The color was there, but we weren't seeing it on the screen until the first movie was made with three colors, Technicolor, in 1935. And what I want to tell you is that there's color in your life. You might feel like you're in a black and white movie, but the color is there. Let God bring out that color in you. Let Him do the deep work that is in you, in your soul. You're coming into color. And I want to end with a picture of the one man in the Bible who was in a dark place and who all these other men that we looked at point two, and it's Jesus. And He lived a perfect life. And He died a sinless death. He didn't do anything wrong. But He chose to go into a grave, a dark, cold grave for you and for me. The Bible says, "For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, And you might feel like all of this shining in the dark and embracing the struggle and growing in the dark and walking in the light feels like a lot. It might feel like a weight, but it's not your weight to carry. It's not your weight to shine. It's not on you to shine. God has carried that weight for you. Jesus carried that weight for you. And he went into that dark place, that cold, dark place. But he rose from the grave. He rose from the dead. And with that same power, we have life. And we have the flourishing, true, colorful life that we were meant to live in Christ. And I believe that he gives you and me the strength to grow in the dark, to walk in the light, and to let our true colors shine right here and right now.